Many in South Dakota welcome the arrival of spring and summer, but the season can also bring swarms of pesky mosquitoes. The State Department of Health awards grant funding to help local governments control mosquito populations and prevent West Nile virus. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Aaron Myros reports.
South Dakota's West Nile epidemic peaked back in 2003. Since then, the number of West Nile cases has decreased from over 1,000 to 40 reported illnesses last year. Lon Keitlinger is the state epidemiologist. He says mosquito control programs and grant funding help reduce the number of West Nile cases each year.
Communities now have some type of mosquito control program. Back before West Nile hit, we did a statewide survey, and we found that just a handful of towns had any kind of mosquito control. And now we're up. Our last survey, we had over 90% of communities do either larvaciding, killing the baby mosquitoes in the water, or adulticiding, which is spraying adult mosquitoes.
Keitlinger says East Central South Dakota generally has the highest number of reported West Nile illnesses.
Some towns in South Dakota are just prime mosquito habitat. We have a lot of communities in the pothole section of the state where the slough, where the cattails or the little ponds come right up to the edge of town, and they grow a lot of mosquitoes. Aberdeen would be one of those towns. Just the lay of the land, the flatness, the lack of good drainage just helps mosquitoes along. So they really need good mosquito control activity. Other parts of the state that seem to be drier and higher altitude, like Leeds and Deadwood, don't have such a mosquito problem.
Any town, county, or tribe can apply for the mosquito control grant. Awards range from $500 to $20,000. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Erin Myros in Sioux Falls.